Hey guys, it's your girl Tara back with another episode of What the Book. It's currently the 23rd of January of the new decade 2020. Today's episode, Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare, will be solely dedicated to analyze one of Juliet's soliloquies from Act 4, Scene 3. So it's just after Juliet consents to marry Paris and acts on Friar Lawrence's plan to drink a potion that will make her appear dead. And then she will be laid to rest in the Capulet tomb, where the friar will send word to Romeo to retrieve her when she awakes. So the night of, Juliet asks the nurse to let her spend the night by herself to repent for her sins of marrying someone while she's already married. Alone, clutching the vial given to her by Friar Lawrence, she begins to narrate her feelings. You can find this on the lines on 15 to 58 of Act 4, Scene 3 to follow along. Farewell. God knows when we shall meet again. I have a faint cold fear thrills through my veins that almost freezes up the heat of life. I'll call them back again to comfort me. Nurse, what should she do here? My dismal scene, I needs must act alone. Come, vial. What if this mixture do not work at all? Shall I be married then tomorrow morning? No, no, this shall forbid it. Lie thou there, laying down a dagger. What if it be a poison, which the friar subtly had ministered to have me dead, lest in this marriage he should be dishonored, because he married me before to Romeo? I fear it is, and yet methinks it should not, for he had still been tried a holy man. How if, when I'm laid into the tomb, I wake before the time that Romeo come to redeem me? There's a fearful point. Shall I not then be stifled in the vault to whose foul mouth no wholesome air breathes in, and there die strangled ere my Romeo comes? Or if I live, is it not very like the horrible conceit of death and night together with the terror of the place? As in a vault, an ancient receptacle, where for these many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed, where the bloody Tybalt, yet but green in earth, lies festering in its shroud, where, as they say, at some hours in the night, spirits resort? Alack, alack, is it not like that I, so early waking, what with loathsome smells and shrieks like mandarins torn out of the earth, that living mortals, hearing them, run mad? Oh, if I wake, shall I not be distraught, envired with all these hideous fears, and madly play with my forefather's joints, and pluck the mangled Tybalt from his shrouds, and in this rage with some great kingsman's bone, as with a club dash out my own desperate brains? Oh, look, methinks I see my cousin's ghost, seeking out Romeo, that did spit his body upon a rapier's point. Stay, Tybalt, stay! Romeo, I come, this do I drink to thee. So, from the soliloquy, we can conclude that Juliet is scared. She wants to call back the nurse to comfort her, as the nurse has always been there for her, taking a motherly figure. But she knows that in this act, she must act alone. On lines 20, Juliet doubts the effects of the potion as she's taking it a day early, so she places her knife beside her as a precaution. On lines 24, Juliet questions the friar's loyalty, considering he was the one to marry her to Romeo, and in his attempt to spare himself from the sin of marrying her to Paris, he has given her a poison. But she realizes that he is a holy man and cannot live with a death on his hands, so it's very unlikely. On line 35, she reveals her fear if she wakes up before Romeo arrives, and there in the tomb of death, she might awaken and go mad, playing with the bones of her ancestors, which she will use to quote-unquote bash her brains out. On the line 55, Juliet describes seeing a vision of Tybalt's ghost searching for Romeo. She pleads the ghost away, and toasting to Romeo, she drinks the vial. This passage reveals very significant marks. It illustrates conflict, person versus self conflict. Juliet doubts the effects of the potion through lines 21 to 26. She's skeptical about whether it will even work, lest it shall not, then she will stab herself with the knife next to her bed. Or about its capabilities, as she's afraid that Friar Lawrence might have ministered a poison instead of a sleeping draught, to repent against his sins of marrying her twice. She also goes through reason after reason why drinking the sleeping potion might cause her harm, physical or psychological, but chooses to drink it anyway. She recognizes that drinking the potion might lead to her madness or death, but chooses to drink the potion anyway, proving her strength to overcome any obstacles that come in the way of her relationship with her beloved Romeo. This passage also shows how truly brave Juliet's character was. She drinks an uncertain potion that may be a poison that may or may not harm her. This is a very crucial turning point, as Juliet not only demonstrates strength in drinking the potion, she also goes against what is expected of a woman at the time in taking action. The theme in this soliloquy is that people may take actions whether it will or not have dire consequences when it's for love. This theme is demonstrated when Juliet readily drinks the potion, even when she doubts the effects, or when she doesn't know if it's poison or potion. There are also a couple of stylistic devices in her soliloquy. There's an example of an oxymoron on line 1, where she says, "I have a faint cold fear thrills through my veins that almost freezes up the heat of life." Here, freezes up the heat is an oxymoron, as it has two opposite ideas joined together to create a drastic and dramatic effect. On line 54, there's an example of hyperbole. "As with a club, dash out my own desperate brains." This is a hyperbole, as it involves an exaggeration of ideas for the sake of emphasis to show Juliet's fear of the tombs and to what lengths she will go to protect herself from going mad. On lines 39, Juliet describes the tomb as in a vault, an ancient receptacle where for these many hundred years the bones of all my buried ancestors are packed. This is a clear example of imagery, as it illustrates to the reader how the tomb looks like and why Juliet loathes it and is afraid of being down there alone. Lastly is foreshadowing. When Juliet drinks the potion, she displays how the events will play when Romeo, just like her, drinks the apothecary's poison. Since this is portraying the future, it is a case of foreshadowing. And that is it for today, unfortunately. But stick around for next week with a new episode. But for now, thank you guys so much for listening to What the Book. This is your talk host, Tara, signing off. Love and peace to all. We'll be right back.